Hello.
Hi, I'm Susan of Opinion Research, National Public Opinion Firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Do you happen to have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey tonight?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, thank you. All right. Am I speaking with Wayne Allen?
Right.
Okay. Now, Wayne, before we begin, would you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely? Yes, in a safe place or not in a safe place? You're in a safe place?
In my bedroom.
Okay, thank you. In which state do you currently live? California? Other?
California.
Thank you, sir. And in which county in California do you currently live?
Merced.
Thank you, sir. Merced, thank you. Of all the personal telephone calls that you've received, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, or some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on a regular home phone?
Cell phone.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or political party, or by a candidate for political office? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Okay, now, what year were you born?
1945.
Thank you so much. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, American Indian or Alaskan Native, other?
Half and half. Half black, half white.
Okay. Just a moment. Thank you so much. And what is the last grade that you completed in school? Was grade school, some high school graduate, some college, no degree, vocational training school, two-year college degree, four-year college bachelor's degree, some postgraduate work, no degree, or 2-3 years postgraduate work, master's degree, doctor, law degree? Sir?
6 years formal education, no degree.
Okay. First, did you approve or approve of a job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Yes.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Okay. Would that be somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Thank you. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve or disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you, sir. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate for this district?
Definitely Democrat.
Okay. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go to the next one, okay? All right. First one.
Okay.
The first one is Esmeralda Soria. Would that be favorable, unfavorable, heard of, no opinion, never heard.
Favorable.
Kamala Harris. Favorable, unfavorable, heard of, no opinion, never heard.
Favorable.
Okay. Donald Trump. Favorable, unfavorable, heard of, no opinion, never heard.
Totally unfavorable.
Okay. Joanna Garcia Rose. Favorable, unfavorable, heard of, no opinion, never heard.
Never heard.
Okay. All right. Which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? I'm going to read them out to you. Inflation and the cost of living, border security, climate change, education, crime and public safety, jobs and the economy, healthcare, abortion, homelessness, taxes. You can pick one.
Inflation.
Education, okay. Thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested, and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices, from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Definitely Kamala Harris.
Okay. And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, other auditor, mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member?
Esmeralda.
Esmeralda, okay. Now for Esmeralda, would that be a definitely, probably, or lean?
Probably.
Okay. We're moving on. We're almost done, sir. Would you say you're welcome. Would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
Difficult question. I feel it's kind of headed in the right direction.
Okay. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, stayed the same?
Stayed the same.
Okay. On a different topic now, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Although you have never voted for a Republican candidate before, would you consider voting for a Republican this year? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly, okay? All right. Now, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you, sir. Joanna Garcia supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and wants strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
More likely.
More likely? Would that be much more, somewhat more, somewhat less?
Somewhat.
Somewhat less likely?
Or
somewhat. Somewhat? Okay.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you, sir. Now, Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. Would this be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
I don't know her.
Okay, so, all right, let's see here. We'll skip that one. To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Would this be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
No difference.
Okay. As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Would that be much more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
More likely.
Much more likely? Or
much more likely.
Much more likely. Okay, thank you. Okay, now that you have heard some more information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican auditor, mother?
Esmeralda.
Okay. We're almost done. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. Now, for the first statement, politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. Would this be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
I wouldn't vote for those.
Would that be no difference or much less likely?
No difference.
Okay.
No difference.
No difference, okay. Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaign. This money could go towards negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses. Would this be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
No different.
Okay. Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. Would this be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
No different.
Okay. Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislator raise the gas tax. The legislator agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Would this be much more likely? Somewhat more likely? Somewhat less likely? Much less likely? No difference.
More likely.
Much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as well as we know it and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. Would this be much more likely? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
What about the negatives on roads?
Actually, you answered the questions to Rose. These are just other statements that we're talking about now. Would this be much more likely,
yes.
Some, or no different?
No different.
Okay. The last statement for Esmeralda. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Now, would this be much more likely? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
No, much less likely.
Okay. You said somewhat less likely? Or much less likely?
Much more less likely.
Okay.
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Now that you have heard some...
Stupid.
I'm sorry, sir? Would you... Oh, okay.
She's not stupid.
Okay. Now that you have heard some more information, we're almost done, I promise. If the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose? Republican auditor mother.
Esmeralda.
Thank you, sir. Now I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. We're almost done, I promise. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay, now Democrat, would that be strong Democrat, not so strong, or lean to Democrat?
Conservative Democrat.
Okay. Generally speaking,
if that makes sense.
That would, okay, yes, because it has lean to Democrat, not so strong Democrat, but strong Democrat.
Strong Democrat.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Moderate.
Thank you. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
Pro-choice.
Thank you. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion? Would that be yes, you would, no, you would not?
Rephrase that.
Yes. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion? Would that be yes, you would?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump in 2020?
Biden.
Okay. Thank you. Well, thank you so much. This includes our survey. You've been very, very helpful, and I appreciate your time. Have a wonderful evening, sir. I know that I took a lot of your time today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Take care.
You too. Good night.